So today we'll listen from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 13, text 11, on the subject matter, the behavior of a perfect person. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tang Sayanam Dharupaste. Kaveryam Sahasanuni. Rajavalaistanodesai. Verse number 11 says, Atrapi udaharanti mama itihasam puratanam praharadasyacha sambhav sambhadam muner ajagarasyacha. Verse number 13. Dadarsa lokan vicharan lokatattva vivistasya vritamatai katipayahi praharado bhagavat priya. Translation. As a historical example of this, Lonend suggests recite the story of an ancient discussion between Prahlad Maharaj and a great saintly person who was feeding himself like a python. Prahlad Maharaj, the most dear servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, once went out touring the universe with some of his confidential associates just to study the nature of saintly persons. Thus he arrived at the bank of the Kaveri, where there was a mountain known as Sahya. There he found a great saintly person who was lying on the ground, covered with dirt and dust, but was deeply spiritually advanced. Purport. The saintly person met by Prahlad Maharaj was undergoing ajagaravritti, the living conditions of a python, which does not go anywhere but sits in one place for years and eats whatever is automatically available. Prahlad Maharaj, along with his associates, met this great saint and spoke to him as follows. End of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, here is another example. As I was telling yesterday, the behavior of a perfect person. And if you tell the behavior of a perfect person is just sit in one place like python and whatever comes to you, maintain your life. How many people will think in this world is the behavior of a perfect man? That you don't do anything, just sit in one place and somebody comes, something comes to you, then you eat. And people will think it is behavior of a crazy man, not a perfect man. But thing is, this is the difference. The outside people, they see something crazy. That is how the Hare Krishna movement, people have different opinion because our lifestyle, everything is strange for them. But that says sometimes people, they may not get attracted to this. Or that's why for maybe, for different kinds of people, there are different kinds of lifestyle which suits in different part of the world according to varna and ashram. That has to be balanced also. Here Prahlad Maharaj went and he met the saint. That saint lifestyle was like that. Just sitting one place. If somebody comes, ajagaravritti. Ajagaravritti means ajagara python doesn't move around. Somebody comes, then he takes that. So some saints are like that something come, then they'll accept. It does not come, they'll not accept. These kind of saintly personalities are very special. As we know, that one group of people, they accept everything nice and reject everything bad. And some group of people, they knowingly reject good things and accept bad things. To have austere life, to practice renunciation. But there are one kind of central personalities, for them it doesn't make any difference or reject or accept. If they get very nice things, they accept. If they get very bad things, they also accept. As Prabhupada told, there one person was going, on the way he saw, there are some gold lying. That person went, oh, nice gold. Then he stole this gold for using for his own purpose. Then another sadhu came through that road. Then he saw the gold. Oh, gold is maya. Then he went around, avoiding gold. The final last sadhu came. Then he saw the gold and took the gold and used it for the purpose of Krishna. So in this way, there are some central personalities. Whatever comes in their life, and these saintly personalities, doesn't matter, they have to be in particular varna or ashram. And they could be grihastha, could be sannyasi, vanaprastha. This principle of whatever come in our life, we accept it. That can be followed in each and every ashram also. And here specially, Prahlad Maharaj, I don't know, I am hearing first time, a prahrada, prahradasya. I thought when I saw first, I said maybe spelling mistake. Usually you know prahlada. Here is a prahrada. And both verses says prahrada. It must not be a mistake. The prahrada, Prahlad Maharaj been addressed as prahradas here. And when he went on a tour, then he saw a great saintly personality who is lying on the ground, covered with dirt, dust, but was deeply spiritually advanced. So very difficult to understand. Vaishnava chinnite nare devera sakati. Even if great demigods, they fail to recognize the Vaishnavas. How by externally seeing somebody we can understand who is Vaishnava, who is not Vaishnava, or who is great saint, who is not great saint. Here he saw the great saintly personality, and very spiritually advanced, is covered with dirt and dust. Once, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, so he was there for a few months in Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's house. So after a few months, after converting Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya into great Vaishnava, then Mahaprabhu left for South India. And Mahaprabhu left for South India. In the meantime, Puri King Pratapudra came to know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, great saint, has come. And everybody in Puri saying he is the supreme personality of Godhead, including all the learned scholarly personalities who do not believe on some sentimental opinion. So they also saying the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come. Then he started to lament, oh, I am so unfortunate. I could not have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he went to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya said, no problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come after a few months. Then that time you can have his darshan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the king arranged his accommodation in Kasi Mishra's house. Then one time king wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu said, no, he is a materialistic person. I cannot meet a materialistic person, he is Raja, king. Then what to do? Then one day, this king, he has so much attraction for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so much love and respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day he came hidingly to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting and dancing, very ecstatic kirtan was going on. And Mahaprabhu is rolling on the ground. When Mahaprabhu, the symptoms manifest, the foam coming from his mouth and so much tears coming from his eyes. Ashwalohana Mahaprabhu used to start crying in Krishna Prema. So much tears would flow like Ganga Jamuna flowing. It soaked the ground and make muddy. So much tears would come. Sometimes tears, when we cry, tears rolls down on our cheek. But when Mahaprabhu cry out of Krishna Prem, tears would come out of his eyes like syringe. Others would get soaked. So when Mahaprabhu was rolling on the ground, all over his body there was dust, mouth foam coming, very dirty. Then this king came and he saw, and when he saw, he's thinking, what? How can this person become Supreme Personality of Godhead? He's so dirty, foam comes, very strange looks like. He has respect, deep respect, same time. In the corner of his heart, he developed little bit doubt. That how can these people say that he's Supreme Personality of Godhead? Then he left, went back to his house. And he was sleeping night time. And midnight he saw a dream. And the dream, he saw that he going to Jagannath temple to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So when he entered Lord Jagannath temple, he offered his obeisances. Then he was trying to touch the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. Then immediately Jagannath started to speak to the king. Hey, don't touch me, don't touch me. You are king. You have so nice silken cloth. Your body is smeared with sandalwood pulp. You are so clean. I am dirty. Don't touch me. Then when king looked up, he saw all over Jagannath's body, his dots are there. Foam coming from his mouth. The same way he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On Jagannath's body, whole body smeared with dust like that also. And Jagannath smiling. He felt very bad. He offering obeisances. Then he found at the altar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting there and smiling at him. So Mahaprabhu proved he has doubt by seeing the behavior of Mahaprabhu. So this is how the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very bewildering. That's why in Bhagavatam, the first verse has explained the criteria of the Param Brahma is Mujjanti Jatasur. Jatasuraya. People, they don't accept Bhagavan, Krishna or Absolute Truth. What to speak of in general, they don't accept. Even the great personalities, they also get bewildered. Great saintly personalities get bewildered. Brahma, Shiva, Indra, they get bewildered to see the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So who can understand the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Sei se Ishwara Tattva Bujhivare Pare Ishwarer Kripale Sahache Jahare. Only those they can understand, those that have received the drop of mercy of Krishna. As Brahma in his prayer also is saying, Atha Pite Deva Padambujodaya Prasad Lesano Grihite Vai Janati Tattvam Bhagavat Mahimna Nachana Ekapi Chirang Vishinna. People in general, they don't accept authority of God, they don't accept existence of God, nothing surprising. It's this Param Brahma criteria is like that. Naham prakasa sarvasa yogamaya samabritam. I am not revealed to everybody, I am covered by yogamaya. So it is a very common factor that people will not understand. What is people in general, great demigods, they don't understand. Only he will be understood when he will unveil himself by his own mercy. As Brahma is saying, Hey Deva, Te Padambujadaya Prasad Lesanu. Only by the drop of mercy of your lotus feet, Janati Tattam Bhagavat Mahimna. Only one can understand the greatness, glories of you by the drop of mercy of your lotus feet. So the pastimes manifesting on this earthly planet, the reason is the mercy of Krishna. Why Lord comes to this material world? Usually we know from Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunang Vinashaya Duskritang Dharma Sansthapanarthaya Sambhavami Juge Juge, to annihilate the miscreants, to protect the devotees, to re-establish dharmas. But these are not the real reason why Lord comes to this material world. These are the side effects, anusangika karan, reason. The side effect, the real reason why Lord comes here. The reason is, the Lord wants to deliver the living entities, to attract them to go back to Godhead. Bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pasyam hyastriya kunti devi saying, O Lord Krishna, you have come here to give bhakti yoga to everybody. Lord Krishna, Lord himself saying, Mad bhakta vinadartham karami vividha kriya. I am exhibiting all the sweet pastimes to give pleasure to my devotees. That is the reason why Lord comes here. Being merciful upon the living entities, anugrahaya bhaktanang manusim tanumasritam, bhajate tadisakra jasrutta tatpara bhavet. Jasrutta. I am coming to this material world, that I will exhibit many pastimes, varieties, vaichitri. So that by hearing those pastimes, jasrutta tatpara bhavet, people will be attracted to me. That's why Lord Krishna, among the unlimited forms, Bhagavat Swarups, the Krishna Swarup is the topmost. Why topmost? Because Krishna Swarup, he exhibits those pastimes in no other Swarup, Bhagavat Swarup, form of Bhagavan. And so many pastimes he has been performed, exhibited, in so much rasas, all Santa, Dasa, Sakha, Vastala, Madhur, in full extent. So Parambrahma is complete. But in different forms of Parambrahma, this quality manifests in different degree. The topmost form of the Parambrahma is Krishna, and the lowest form of the Parambrahma is Nirakar Brahma. In Nirakar Brahma, there is no manifestation of varieties of potency, no vaichitri, no variegated potency manifests to happen something. That is known as Nirakar Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma. Then Matsya avatar comes, Varaha avatar comes. In different avatar, the pastimes manifest to different degree, little bit like that. But in Krishna form, the pastimes happens, manifest in full forms. That is Purna Brahma, Purnatama Brahma, Krishna in Vrindavan. Specifically his pastimes in Vrindavan are so enjoyable. Even if those people are completely detached, they have no bandhan, no attachment. Atma ramascha munayah nigranthya api urukrame kurbanti ahitukim bhaktim itham bhuta guna hari. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are so attractive. Atma ramascha munayah, even Atma Rama, self-satisfied, saintly personalities, they have nothing else to get, to be happy. But still they get attracted towards the sweet pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sukadamba Goswami becomes so attracted. Chatushkumara became attracted. And in this way, the Lord's pastimes are very, very attractive. I explain this to understand that Krishna's pastimes is meant for the most fallen personalities. As Bhagavatam saying, which explains about the different pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhakshaje lokasya ajanat vidyang chakra saswata sanghita jasyang vaisuriya manayang. Simply by hearing, all anarthas will be eradicated. Jasyang vaisuriya manayang Krishna parampurisya bhakti ritpadate. The devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead will arise simply by hearing. So that means those that have lot of anartha, they can read Srimad Bhagavatam or sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna. And same time, all the up to those, and they are completely free from anartha. Srimad Bhagavatam amalam puranam jad vaishnavanam priya jasmin paramahansam jnanam paramjyate paramahansa. The pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead is released by Paramahansas also. It covers everybody. So that is the reason why Lord comes to this material world. And who will not be attracted by the sweet pastimes of the Lord? As I was telling yesterday, the Sada Goswamis, they were in Vrindavan, so hot, so cold, they had no house, nothing to eat. But they were not going, they were not having austere life, because they were enjoying by discussing sweet pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kavi Karnapur in Ananda Vrindavan Champu is describing one of the sweet pastimes of Krishna, the Jhulan Jatra, Dol Jatra. So in Vrindavan, there Lord has many, many pastimes. In one Sarat Purnima moonlit night, the bank of river Jamuna, big field, there's a big, huge field. In that field, there's a place all around, there's nice trees. The trees with the very round trunk going, and they're so deep, just like they have created a nice boundary wall. And the middle, the huge empty land was there. And middle of that field, because of Krishna's pastimes, whatever happens, all the gopis, Krishna, Radharani, they go and Yogamaya arrange everything. Banadevi, they arrange everything to this Jhulan Jatra. In the middle of that land, there are four Harichandan trees, and there's a platform also. The four Harichandan trees, there's strings, golden strings, and there is a nice swing. And they have created a nice swing. It creates a beautiful decoration of that place. How different trees, they have hanging different garlands of pearls hanging there. Birds are sitting there. The Banadevis, they have put a very nice net, like a Samyana, very high, nice net. And the moonlight is so bright. And that is filtered through that net. And lying on the ground, and it looks like many small white rice lying on the ground. And there are many deers are there. And deers, they think they mistaken those, they think this rice lying there. And they try to eat those rice. And they get hurt, no? Gets their mouth. It's a beautiful atmosphere. And after the Vrindadevi decorated everything, from all other ban, all Banadevis, they have come, they're all trying to decorate the place. Then after all decoration finished, all the birds, they have come, different animals, they have come to see the Jhulan Jatra will take place. The birds are sitting on different branches waiting when Jhulan Jatra will start. Then after that, all the demigods, Gandharva, Kirnara, Charanaras, they have come and waiting in the sky. Then when everybody ready, then finally all the gopis came. All the gopis, they have come to play with Krishna. So they have prepared to play Holi also. They have brought colored powder with them. And they have brought also chandan, sandalwood pulps with them, camphor pulps with them. And they have brought also, what do you say? Syringe? Spray? Spray machine with a lot of water. And they have brought the paste with a, what do you say? Lac. And a lac? One kind of material they put to seal the packets. There's a lac. A lac, if you melt, it will melt. It's a very thin lac. Not wax, something lac. There's a lac. The little hard things, you melt, it will melt. After that, it will dry, become very hard. So they have brought very thin lac box inside the paste, so thin, and you do like this, it will break. They throw to Krishna. They're all prepared to start fighting, with battle with Krishna. Until they, Kavi Karnapur is saying, they have put all this within their sari, as if they have brought the wealth to buy the mind of Krishna. With this wealth, And they all gathered there, now everything is ready. They are all waiting. Everything is ready, but unless Radharani Krishna comes, nothing will start. So all the birds are there, demigods are there, Chandravali groups are there, all the gopis are there. And finally, when everybody eagerly waiting, then Radha Krishna entered Radha Madhava. Then Radharani Krishna has put his left hand on top of Radharani and he's moving one lotus flower like this, lotus flower, and chewing the pan. When both entered, then everybody chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, and sprinkling flowers and like this, and all these peacocks, they're making sound, oh, who is coming, like this. And after that, Radha Krishna will sit down on the swing. A very beautiful decorated the swing. So the swing is a very unique swing. Our swing, it will move one side, from this way to this way, one side. But that swing is so transcendentally created by Yogamaya, that it will move all the sides, this way, this way, this way, this way, all the sides. So every side, the gopis will show Krishna is facing us. So Radharani, she sits with Krishna and Lalita Visakha, all her party, all party Sakhi stand with her. And Chandravali, she sits in front of Krishna in one another swing. All four sides, Chandravali side, Sakhi, they sit. Now the Jhulan Jata will start. When Jhulan Jata, then Radharani, all the gopis, Sakhis, Lalita, Chandra, and Visakha, they will start swinging Krishna. Then what will happen? Then all these Chandravali groups, they will take these powders and throw to Krishna. And they throw so much powder, the whole place will be covered with powders. And all the demigods, Gandharvas, are sitting on top in the sky. They will get very worried, what is happening? We can't see anything. So then they will start to throw amrita, nectars, makaranda. When there is dust, you throw some water, then dust settles. So when they will send that makaranda, and all this dust will settle down, and all those powder that doesn't reach to Krishna. So then all the gopis have become more wild, how to reach Krishna, put color on him. Through the swing, they are throwing, they're pulling the swing, and gopis also coming by swing, and come to close to each other. Then they will take out those small box they had brought. They'll throw that box, and all the gopis of Radharani's side, they're very expert. So they would guard, so no box will reach to Krishna. They'll catch like this, then throw to them. And sometimes some box would fall on the ground, and some drops of chandan or some color would fall on Krishna's face. Then Radharani would take her sari. Radharani body is sweating, was sitting next to Krishna, so much ecstasy, sweating. She would wipe Krishna's face like this. So then the gopis also would start, then they start to put this, spray to Krishna. Then at one point, Krishna becomes so wild. Krishna would be waiting to see them. At one point, Krishna would go, okay, now I'll show you what is happening. Then Krishna will go and catch each and every gopis, and all over their body he'll put this this color. And this is the swing pastimes. Vrindavan, Kavi Karnapur, he has described this pastimes in Anand Vrindavan Champur in a very elaborate way. Actually, I knew the pastimes, but I could not get the book just to refresh myself, to speak the details. But this time is limited. So I'll just tell about this swing pastimes took place in different places, in different time, not only one time. Just like Rasalila takes place in different parts of the Braj, you will see Rasalila takes place, Maharas, Sarat Ras, different Ras at different places. One Maharaj was telling one nice pastime that once Krishna wanted to see Srimati Radharani. By that time Krishna has seen Radharani, but from far distance. But he wanted to see Radharani from very close distance. See, when you listen things like this, it's a little confusing. Sometimes Krishna has never seen, he's behaving as if he's seeing first time. But we have heard Krishna has seen Radharani. When Radharani was a baby, her eyes was not opening. Then Krishna went, touched her, then Radharani's eyes opened. Many times you will see he has seen, then past times as if he has never seen. But things like this happens because Yoga Maya get a feeling within him to make the past times more juicy, as if he has never seen. So Krishna, he developed desire. I see Radharani from so far, but one day, how can I see her from very close proximity? And he is always watching, you know, making plan how go close to Radharani. Then he marked that every day Radharani goes to the forest and she is playing with her friend. That Radharani, very small girl, she is playing with her friends and they are playing hide and seek. That one gopi will close her eyes, everybody will go hide. Then she will open eyes, then she will go search, and whomever she will catch, then she has to close her eyes and search for others. And Krishna watching from far distance, Radharani, she is going to one place, one group, kunja, every time and hiding herself. And one day, Krishna went before the game start. And he is hiding himself inside that group, that kunja. Then Radharani came with all her friends. Then they started the game. Then Radharani entered into that kunja to hide herself. And she is thinking, oh, it's so dark, nobody can see me here. She will see, when you enter the dark house, initially you cannot see anything. But after you stay 2-3 minutes and gradually, something you can see, light. Then Radharani is thinking, oh, I am hiding, definitely nobody can see me. Then after 2-3 minutes, she found that two big eyes looking at her like this. She pushed this, looking at me. Then she realized, that is Krishna. And Krishna, by seeing Radharani from such close proximity, she is so beautiful. Krishna fainted by seeing the beauty. One Maharaja is telling that how beautiful Radharani would not be. In one Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada explaining, in this material world, the best lady, best beautiful lady of this material world, what you call Miss World or Miss Universe, whatever it is. If you compare her beauty to the beauty of the damsels or the denizens of heavenly planets, then she will look like a frog. The most beautiful lady, Prabhupada in the purport writing, the most beautiful lady, Miss Universe, will look like a frog comparison to beauty of heavenly denizens. And that beauty is nothing in comparison to the beauty of Lakshmi Devi in Vaikuntha. They are much more beautiful. And the gopis of Golok Vrindavan, they are millions times more beautiful than the Lakshmi Devi in Vaikuntha. And among all gopis, of course, Radharani is the most beautiful. Then who will not get fainted? Just imagine, such a beautiful lady will come to earthly planet. What will happen to people? Cannot digest. If Krishna faints, that's why she is so attractive, so beautiful. And of course, Krishna is more beautiful than Radharani. So she is attracted to Krishna. So when Krishna saw that, so by seeing her beauty, so he fainted. Then Radharani, she is very worried because Radharani loves so much Krishna. Now Krishna fainted. So she wants to serve Krishna. Now bring him to normal, do something. She is just about to go help Krishna. So in the meantime, what happened? The gopi who was searching for others, she found one gopi. So when you find somebody, then game finished, then everybody clapped. Means, okay, game finished, everybody come out. So Radharani is worried what to do. She wants to stay and serve Krishna. But same time, game is finished, if she will not come out, and others will be worried, where is Radharani? Then they'll search, and then come inside this group and find Radharani with Krishna. It's very embarrassing. Then what she'll do? Then she did not want, very reluctantly, she left Krishna there and came out of the group. But she was feeling very bad, no? That what happened to Krishna? She was feeling very sad. Then she said, all the gopis, okay, today no more game. Let us go back to our house. Now with big black face, saddened, she went back to house. Then Lalita, Vishakha, everybody worried, what happened to Radharani? Why she is so sad, so black face? Then finally Radharani, then Lalita managed to get the words from Radharani, because Lalita is very dear to Radharani. Then Radharani told, I am very worried that what happened to the son of Nanda Maharaj, because he was in that group and he fainted. I wanted to help him, but I could not help. I am very worried whether everything is okay with him or not. Then he said, you please go to Nandagaon, see how my Krishna is doing. Because Krishna's love with Radharani is not arising, it's eternally there. It's only Jogamaya manipulating how to give them more mellows, releasing more mellows. And she's so attached to Krishna, she's very old. They're small, my 5-7 years old, boys and girls. And she said, okay, she told Lalita, you go to Nandagaon and ask Mother Jasoda if everything is okay with Krishna. Then Lalita went to Nandagaon and she met Mother Jasoda, and that just wanted to know if everything is okay with Krishna. Mother said, yes, he's okay, he's here, playing here. Actually, Krishna fainted there. As soon as Radhani left, he got up and came back to house. So no problem for him. So for Jasoda, she doesn't understand all these things happening. So, yeah, Krishna is okay here. So that Lalita went. So in the memory of Lalita's visit to Nandagaon, so there is a Lalita Kunda. If you go now, that Kunda is there. So what happened? This Jhulan Jatra takes place in different places in Braj. So once, the gopis that arranged Jhulan Jatra in the bank of Lalita Kunda. So all the gopis they have gathered. Krishna was there also, but Radharani had not come yet. So previously, long before, you see, one day Narad Muni came to see Krishna and he was chanting, playing on his veena very nicely, and Krishna became so happy. So Narad Muni, I'm so happy to hear you, I'm very pleased with you, I want to give you some boon, please ask me some boon. Then Narad Muni said, I don't remember anything to ask now, but you keep this boon with you. In future, if I remember, I'll ask you some boon. So once he had asked a boon like that. But Narad Muni, he used to go to visit Radharani also regularly. Because Narad Muni has a license to go anywhere. He can go to demons, demigods, Vaikuntha, no permission. He can go straight to the bedroom of Narayan. Or Narayan Lakshmi together, no problem. He can just go enter inside. So he had also free access to Radharani. So he used to visit Radharani again and again. Then one day Krishna told Radharani, Radharani, you be very careful. This Narada is very dangerous. See, because we know Narada Muni, great acharya, devotee, but India, people, they don't see Narada Muni like that. They only know Narada Muni is a character who only expert how to create fighting among the people. He will go here, tell these things there, tell this. Without this, Narada cannot stay, you know. It's a habit. So Krishna reminded, Krishna told Radharani, be very careful, Narada is so dangerous. He is very expert in creating fighting. That someday, he may create fighting between you and me also. So all our loving relations will finish. Then Radharani said, no, no, who is there in this world who can stand between you and me? I love you so much, you don't be worried. There will be no problem. And Krishna said, I am giving you warning, you are not listening. One day you will see, there will be some problem. But Radharani said, what Narada can do? No, he did not care at all. So that was like that. So that day, they are organizing this Jhulan Jatra. And everybody waiting, Krishna waiting, all the Lalita, Vishakha, everybody waiting. But unless Radharani come, how this Jhulan Jatra will start? Then it happened, that time, Narada was passing through that place. Then Narada Muni came and Narada Muni asked the gopis, what is happening? What is going on to happen here? They said, oh, now Jhulan Jatra is going to start. But because Radharani has not come, so we are waiting for Radharani. Then Narad Muni went to Krishna. Say, oh Lord Krishna, of his obeisance says, Lord Krishna, do you remember one time you had promised you will give me a boon? Yes. So now I want you to give me that boon. So what you want? You tell me whatever your desire, I will fulfill your desire. Then he said, I just want to have darshan of one thing. I want to see one thing. I want to see you and Lalita having swing festival here. Sit together, have swing festival. I always see you are having swing festival with Radharani, so nice. One day if I can see Lalita and you, Anuradha, she is very dear to you. Just sit with her. And Krishna said, oh, that's it, what a big deal. No problem, because Radharani is already late. So until she come, we can have a swing festival with Lalita. Then Krishna told Lalita, please come. Because Narada Muni's desire, I have promised him. I have to fulfill his desire. Then Lalita did not want, no. Because they don't want to enjoy with Krishna. They want only Radharani to enjoy with Krishna. Then Krishna, but Krishna has given what to Narada Muni? He has to fulfill his desire. Then Krishna by force took Lalita, kept her on his side, put her on his side. And all the gopis are very happy. First time Lalita will have swing festival with Krishna. They are all pulling swings, having happy time, no enjoying. Enjoying, they are waiting until Radharani come. Waiting is getting so late. Then why so late? Then everyone surprised, why Radharani is not coming? It's too late. It's not supposed to be so late. Then Krishna said, hey, where is Narad? Then Narad is not here. Oh, Narad is not here? Something wrong is going on then. What is in the meantime, what has happened? Narad has left that place. When everybody is enjoying, so he stayed for some time and he left that place. And he straight went to Radharani's house. And when he entered Radharani's house, so Radharani decorating herself, standing in front of the mirror. She is putting her ornaments, everything decorating. But Narad has no problem, she can go anywhere. He went inside straight. Oh, Radharani, what is happening? What are you doing? And Radharani said, I am dressing, I will go for Jhulan Jatra. And Narad Muni said, oh, you are going for Jhulan Jatra? Do you know what is happening there? What is happening there? Jhulan Jatra already started. Started, how can I say, I am not gone. No, you don't need to go there. So Lalita is there. Now Krishna having a nice, happy time with Lalita. Then Radharani said, no, that cannot happen. How can Krishna have the swing pastime so that me with Lalita? She did not believe this. Then Narada, you don't believe me? Okay, better you go see yourself what is going on there. Sindhi said, and Narada left. And Radharani came out, and Radharani went, and from far distance she saw, it's true, Lalita having swing pastime, and she became very, very angry. I am not there, how swing pastime can happen? So she just left. She went in some group, very sad. Krishna does not care me, because that is a loving special relationship that Jogamaya creates to give better feelings for lover and beloved, to increase their deep relationship. So that is known as Abhiman, Man. And Man has a big factor in loving relationship. So she went and crying. And for a long time, here they are waiting, Radharani is not coming. And Krishna asked, where is Narad? They said, Narad Muni is not here. Then Krishna realized something got going on. Something, Narad is not here, means something wrong. Then Krishna told, okay, you all stay here. So I will go search for Radharani. Then Krishna searching. After a long time, Krishna found one place, Radharani sitting and crying. So much tears flowing from her eyes. Then Krishna went close to Radharani. Radharani so angry. Even if she will not look at Krishna also. And Krishna close to her and talking, touching. Hey, don't touch me. No, don't speak to me. Then Krishna, what happened? Why are you so angry? So no. Then he said, you are having pastimes swing with Lalita. You don't need me anymore. Then how did you know I am having pastime with Lalita? Because Narada Muni told me. Then Krishna realized, oh, now I understand. Then Krishna explained the whole story. It's not my fault. It's Narada only told me that he had a boon to be fulfilled, his desire. He told me, let Lalita sit down. I just want to have a darshan of. That's why I did like this.
So I told you now one day that you don't mix too much with Narad Muni. He will get fighting between you and me. Then Hare Krishna explained everything. And Radharani smiled. then she went to Jhulan Jatra. And then they started the sweet pastimes of swing festival. Jai Radha Krishna Jhulan Jatra ki jai. So like this, there are so many nice pastimes. So devotees, they enjoy hearing and discussing. The karmis, jnanis, yogis, they are envious of Krishna. They are envious. When they will hear, Krishna is like this, that one Maharaja is telling, one Maharaja, Bhakti Jadana Maharaja is telling, just see, imagine, in Golok Vrindavan, such beautiful girls, millions of such girls, they are watching and one boy is sitting there, everybody watching. If some nice girl get attached to somebody, we get envious. And millions of girls watching, who will not become envious there? You know? You are envious of Krishna, that's why you are here. Why you are envious? If you take Krishna as mine, you will not become envious. Devotees take Krishna as mine. Karmis, they don't accept Krishna as mine. Yogis, they don't accept. Jnanis, they don't accept. So they are allergic. But devotees, they enjoy the sweet pastimes of Krishna in this way. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jhulan Jatra ki, Gaura Premanande.